I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
You know how sometimes if you're a man.
Yeah.
You're lonely.
I like guy stuff.
Somebody else. It's guy stuff. Somebody else in the house is having sex. You get a little, you're like, whoa, sex is in the house?
Yeah. Yeah, you jerk off a little. You
might Your edge. Sex audio didn't do it for me.
What are you talking about?
It was a lot of shh. And then
true.
It's like you telling her like shh.
I didn't want to overwhelm you.
And then you would scream. I literally only heard you screaming. We get some girl action, dude. This
no way,
guy
dude.
House.
I want people just to hear me. I'm super possessive, dude.
That is what you want. You don't want people to hear your girl in the throes
no.
of passion.
No
but
way.
Letting your boys hear you.
That's what's up. That's just guy stuff, dude. Man. I would think you'd be pumped on me. Being like,
I was pumped
right now.
Just imagine every time you nutted in that house and screamed, I was in the room smiling.
Yeah.
When you would scream, I'd be like, like just laying in bed.
Dude, the worst part is I genuinely thought I was being very quiet.
I'm sure the walls were very thin.
Yeah, barn dog.
Barn dog, I heard him making love.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm about to ejaculate.
Actually, it was usually like, I cannot ejaculate.
I'm finished.
But yeah, the guy being, I got abducted this weekend. That was tough.
Oh, yeah. Me and Gardini were a guy fucking heaven.
You guys
heaven,
got to have, the best thing about going on the road. Is it's just guy heaven. Yeah. It's just guys having fun.
Oh, yeah.
And when you get abducted the way I was, sucked from guy heaven straight into girl house, dude, what is worse than girl house?
It's tough, dude.
Girl, although, obviously there's some benefits to girl house.
Yeah.
But guy
smells
heaven,
good.
Hotel.
Be smelling good in there. Girls' houses be smelling good as hell, dude.
Girl houses do be smelling good.
We got to make this podcast less white, dude. First
True,
of all,
we do need to be less white.
Like Pepsi. I just want to take a cue from
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, excuse me.
Please. Excuse Pepsi's down ass.
Yeah, Pepsi already bent
me. Pepsi's put it out a slide like, yo, can we be less black around the office, please? Pepsi's getting a little too black around the office.
Yeah, Coke put out that very honorable memorandum. It was like, hey, white guys, let's be less white. How about
yeah.
that?
What's it mean to be that? Less white? And then there's a slide of like, don't be like aggressive. Don't presume that you're right all the time.
Yep.
It's like, so you mean don't be a fucking chick? Don't be a chick in the office? Just think, well, actually, I told you to move that. And it's like, ugh, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Dumb bitch.
You just make up reality in your head all day and it's wrong. Not what happened.
There should be an Adam Curtis on that, just on girl brains.
Hypernormalization
of
babes.
Just girl brains being like, I know I told you this earlier.
Yeah, dude.
I hadn't done the road in a couple of weeks, and I live with my girlfriend, so I haven't been using pornography.
Sure.
I rarely use pornography. And then I hit the a hotel fucking whack off. It's so fun, dude. When you lay off the porn for just a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then you hit one by yourself, you don't need to worry about performance. Yeah. With your girlfriend, you don't need to worry about your sexual performance. You get to just lay back and fucking whack off.
Yeah.
These whack off.
Yeah. Whack off.
You just get to lay back and visit the master, dude. You get to lay back and visit the master, dude. Who
you
knows what you
master.
Really like? You are.
You're your own master at that point.
You absolutely are your own master.
The lotion, the towels. That's you.
Oh,
like, you're
and that's another thing.
I'm
usually not a big lotion guy, but in the hotel, I'll get
Treat
fucking
yourself.
Sloppy.
Do you really?
You get the balls too. You get the thighs.
Everything's going covered, lubed up.
Get the arms.
Yeah. You got cucumbers on your eyes.
I've been following Notre Dame hockey a little bit on
you
Instagram.
Fucking cunt.
Well, they look cool. They got cool Pardon outfits.
Me. They do have cool outfits, but college hockey, even when we went, it's pretty tough to watch.
Yeah.
College hockey's pretty bad.
Yeah, I thought about it. I don't really remember. I remember being there.
I think I fought my girl. I think all we did was all fight our girlfriends. We decided to go to Notre Dame with girlfriends.
We fought pretty much the
intense.
Entire time.
I got tough. In like, I've me and... That girl would go to Notre Dame every year, and I think every year we got in like a breakup fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder whose fault that was, looking back at it. She was probably pretty excited to go on this trip, and I would just black out. And now she'd be like, I want to go see the grotto. I'd be like, I've seen it a million times. We're here to take care of Texas. I want to go to the bookstore. I'm like, we're not going to the fucking bookstore. Yeah. I'll take the blame on that one.
Dude, that was like we would go into rooms, fight with our girlfriends, come back out, and just get hammered.
Shit, I fought with your girlfriend. It was like an
argument orgy.
That was bots, dude. I wedged hard. Your girlfriend came at me, hit her with a wedge, dude.
You stop. I love pissing her off when she's in a bad mood. She's like, I'm really in a bad mood right now. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, so it's pretty nice. Look at that sky. Dude, it's so fun to do that. Like, look how beautiful the sky is.
Yeah, I get mad.
Stop.
I've been with my lady for a long period of time just
2 weeks.
Yeah. Of like kind of nonstop.
Yeah.
No real fights.
That's good.
Although one night, oh, dude, it was so funny. Every once in a while she'll try to fight.
And really?
She had nothing. We were at like a 5-star resort. I was spending $1 million on this fucking thing.
Dude, that text was killing me. I blew it.
Dude, I fucked up. This place is the most expensive place I've ever been.
I'm just laughing. I'm not going to eat for the rest of the trip.
Dude, we got our first fucking tab back. It was like $250 for like 2 cheeseburgers.
Jeez.
They got me. Yeah, anyway.
At least I'm belly not hungry though, dude.
No, my belly been bundled. Fucking I'm belly hungry, full, dude.
I'm belly hungry.
But
that feed the Utes, dude.
In the middle, yo, big shout out to them Utes. Massive. We're just sitting there. We started talking about Brian Laundry and the girl he killed in the van.
Okay, yeah.
And then out of nowhere, she just goes, "You don't even know how old Brian Laundry was." And I was like,
What's that got to do with it?
She stormed off back to the room.
What? Wait, what was the argument, though?
There was no argument. Well, we were in the middle of just talking about it and like laughing.
Yeah.
We were having a good, the whole thing was good.
Sure.
And then out of nowhere, she was just like.
She turned on you.
She bucked so hard, but she didn't have anything to be mad at.
Sure.
So she just goes, "You don't even know how old Brian Laundry was." And I was like, "Wait, what? What are you doing?" And she's like, "I'm going to my room." She started walking away, and I was like, "Why are you? What are you doing?
What is this?
What are you even? That's what you're mad at? I didn't know how old Brian Laundry was.
I assume he's in his 30s.
Yeah.
Did you look it up?
I guess he was the same age as her, or close. He was young.
Okay.
Something like that.
He was. That guy wasn't in his 30s.
Maybe he was. Maybe my woman.
You're telling me that guy must be a relationship prodigy to be that wise and that young.
But yeah, I don't know. And then,
I gotta stop making fun of the dude who murdered his girlfriend in van life. He
killed himself in a swamp.
He killed himself. He's 24?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait.
People usually save that for like the twilight of their years.
Yeah.
Plot it out. That's a problem. He did
was
it.
A ute.
He tried to do it too early. You gotta wait. If you wanna kill your wife, dude, you gotta wait.
You gotta wait, man. But,
you gotta do well time.
She realized what she had done because I was like, "You can't be mad at me." Yeah. Like while she was walking away, I was like, "This isn't nice." Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't nice. I hit her with one of those, and she turned around. She was like, "Actually, I just wanted to get my vape." I was like, "So that's how you did it, you fucking psycho."
So it's nicotine cravings.
Yeah,
that's nicotine cravings, dude.
I know, but she instead of just being like, "Hey, I want to go get my vape," which would have been, I'd be like, "Oh, great, go get."
Yeah, well, you didn't have to get psyched.
So I was like, "You don't even know how old Brian Laundry was." I'm out of here. This is the craziest move I've ever seen.
Dude, it is impressive the levels to which they can like mentally dodge and weave to PSYOP. They can play on like 90 levels, dude. It's insane.
Yeah, but it's dumb. It's always dumb.
It stinks for sure, but it's
so. They just
so
know they can get away with it.
I know, but it's so effective.
I mean, yeah, like, all spaz.
Dude, you can be talking and they'll hit you with like something that's not even true from like 3 months ago that you're like, I can't disprove this.
Yeah.
It's like you've gone beyond the limits of my memory and I'm pretty sure that's not right. Dude, it's insane. It's like, Mel, you said you're going to, and it's like, I don't remember. Yeah. And you're like, did I say, you're like, fuck. It's like, that's not the fucking
point.
You don't
know how old Brian Laundry is. I'm out of here. I was like, what the fuck are you mad at? But it was funny because like, literally like the sun was setting. We were at an outside, like, I mean, it was beautiful.
It's as beautiful
as possible. We were on the beach.
It's beautiful as possible.
And I was like, you're mad at me? You're mad right now.
That's good. That's good. That was instantly resolved in a friendly way. If you get into a deep fight in a tropical climate, that's the darkest. That's like the darkest period of relationships possible.
Yeah.
Getting in like a.
Vacation flights are.
Oh. Vacation flights are tough stuff.
I would take
dude.
My girl to Notre Dame every year and I would get in a vicious fight with her.
Yeah.
Every game.
That's tough.
Every time I would take her to a Notre Dame game, I'd be blacked out. Yeah. There would be a battle.
You're having a good
they
time.
They like to fight you when you're hammered.
Oh.
Because they know you can't defend yourself.
True.
They know in the morning you can't be like, you were wrong. She's like, you were fucked up. You don't even know. Yeah. I was like, I think I was right.
Yeah, like I think I still had the threads of a correct argument.
Yeah.
I might have been repeating myself here and there, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I might have been scream repeating myself for 3 straight hours. I told you I didn't want to walk that way. I told you I'm not going to the bookstore. That was one fight.
I got in tons of. We went there. That was a nonstop fight until the game. Once you saw the magic of the kickoff, it was. We had a good
once
time.
Once you saw the Irish take the field,
and there was an old couple I think that was trying to swing. There's an old couple that kept inviting, like, come stay at our house. And I was like,
yeah.
See, it's nice. I'm like, let's go back.
Fuck us.
Let's go back to the house. This guy's going to
fuck me in my mouth.
This guy's going to fuck me in front of you. And I don't want to have it.
Yeah.
And I'm not in a position to defend myself right now.
True.
This guy's going to kebab me, dude. And it's just going to be you and his wife having a good old time.
You'd got bummed, dude.
How you feeling?
I feel good.
Me too.
I feel like a young fighter.
Do you really?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a prime.
Are you an SR right now? You're an SR.
Essentially, yes. Although I've been popping them off, dude. I've been dropping S's.
The cup of Hermes. How full is a cup of Hermes right now?
2 days.
That's basically That's halfway full. Four days, you have a full cup.
I have one more day until my woman returns. I'll probably retain the seed for her.
Really?
Yes.
You're going to hit her with a 3-dayer?
I'm going to hit her with a solid 3-dayer.
You're going to give her the party weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're going to do all 4th of July weekend?
I'm going to give her the 4th of July seed.
You're going to give her the fireworks?
Yes. The true fireworks. Now it's time for the real fireworks.
That's going to be nice.
A real launch across my girlfriend.
That's going to be nice when you finally ejaculate.
It's going to feel
great.
It's
so much better when you do it with another person.
It's been so long since I've laid with a woman.
Yeah, man. When you do it with another person, it's a whole different thing. Even if you're just masturbating and she's sucking your nipples because you begged.
Does that happen sometimes?
Yeah, dude.
You said, can you suck my nipples?
That's like half my sex life is me masturbating and be like, can you just please suck my nipples?
That's pretty fucking
good,
though.
It's very nice, dude.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's a serious hack.
I can imagine.
Any girl can wiggle out of a blowjob, but if you like, can you just suck my nipples? They're like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Damn.
And it's the real deal.
It's got to be a little disappointing for her, though. Damn, my husband's like a fucking freak. But like, not in a good, not like he really fucks me hard or any of that. It's like, no, he's like a weird, he squirms. I suck his nipples.
Dude, do you ever get your nipples sucked while you're jerking off?
Not while jerking
it's
off.
It's basically getting laid. It is getting laid. It's getting laid.
For sure it is. I'm not discounting. Yes, you are correct.
Sensationally, it's
That's
getting
a fucking
laid.
Wild sex act. That's like more sinful than most sex acts. That's for real. That's bad, dude.
No,
stop.
It's not.
That's bad.
Dude, that's
gay.
Sweet release.
That's bad.
No way, dude. It's a sweet release.
I believe that's getting it. Creative. And I'm thinking about it, and I would like it. You don't think I want that? You don't think I want to be doing that stuff?
I like seeing them. I like feeling her get creative on it, too, because they switch it up on you.
Oh,
you'll start feeling her. They hurt. Dude, I'm telling you, they're like a 7th grader on the clitoris. They're like, what do I even do to a guy's nipples? They have no clue.
Give it a shot, lady.
And they start getting creative. I swear to God, she was doing the alphabet.
Take one of those fucking like 6-inch hairs.
She was trying to pull one of those out of me.
Some of those things are.
Dude, I got 4 chest hairs and she's against all of them.
You need to let them stand. Dude, my chest hair is coming in nice.
Really?
It's coming. Well, I mean, it's still like a patch of pubes. It looks terrible.
Still.
But it's good.
Do you have like a focal point?
Right here, yeah.
Lucky.
Right in between.
So I haven't watched I didn't realize this. Either. I was like, I have not watched porn in this apartment once. And I watched porn maybe once the last like month and a half.
Yeah.
So it's just like week long save up, just spank banks, just mental imagery, launch.
Come here, little lady.
Launch.
Come here, little girl. Yeah, I get it. I've been living with a lady, so
launching.
You don't whack off the porn.
Yeah, and you launch, dude.
It's a small apartment. You're not gonna whack off.
And if you do, it's like, do I really need to go through all this? Do I want to hide and jerk off?
Yeah.
I'm too old for
that. And you need to save your seed for your lady.
Exactly.
She's going to want to have sex later, and you can't say, sorry, babe.
But when you save up a 7-day for them and you launch, it pleases them so greatly.
Mm.
They go, you must really like me. They have like a perfect barometer of how you feel about them. When you're launching, dude, they're full scientists. Did you ever see the
do
thing?
They ever? How come you can't get hard?
Hey,
don't say that. Now I'm not getting hard ever again. Unless I'm on a flight. Then I'm the hardest I've ever been in my life.
You should have seen me on the way back.
Couldn't believe I got an NRB, dude. I hit a no reason boner.
Pick.
Absolutely no reason.
You should have picked that up. You should have set up a Shane Biden laptop, dude. Full, just to show people what's up.
I'll be honest. When that guy left the food tray and the tray was across, I was squeezed. I say, whoa, what's going on down here? I wasn't masturbating, please. How dare you?
For sure.
How dare you accuse me of this?
What were you doing? I was
giving the guy honk.
Dude. You were honk. You were assessing how much you liked the flight.
I was like, whoa, this is a good flight.
I like this flight.
Turbulence? I was like... Yeah. That's actually nice. That's a good way to die. Just get slowly poisoned by your wife.
Yeah, but she's probably
her tend to you.
She's probably so mean to you. Though. She's probably like, you never do anything right. And you're sitting there like, fuck, why does my stomach feel
putting
like
arsenic in my fucking food?
Also, that guy, you got to be an idiot to not figure that out.
Yeah.
I would figure it out. I would get one dose of mercury and I'd be like, bitch, what the fuck?
Yeah, you would right away. Yeah.
I'd just be like, once you pulled a blanket over me, I'd be like, what the fuck's going
you're
on?
You're up to something, lady.
There's like a dollhouse in the room. I'm like, what's happening?
You want some soup? It's mercury, isn't it?
You see it like separating out of the water. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That'd be terrifying, dude.
What?
Having a Munchausen mom would stink. Munchausen by proxy, whatever. Yeah. They leave you when they like, no, you're sick. And they make you like lay around all day inside. And you're like, my mom said I can't come out. I'm sick. Your mom's just being like, he's sick. That's such a fucking perverse pleasure. Just milking your kid for sympathy.
Yeah. I might Munchausen my fucking girlfriend.
You should.
Be like, you're sick, babe. You can't go anywhere.
You should just give her laxatives constantly. And just be like, babe, it's not safe for you. Stay in here. We're safe.
Porcelain can't handle it.
Oh. Just convince a chick she has like total Crohn's. Just be like, babe, I love you for who you are. She's like, I can't go anywhere.
You're a clinical fart machine. I don't know what to do.
It'd be a good way to break up with a girl. Start dosing her with laxatives and be like, listen, these dumps are out of control. I'm going home.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
You used to never shit like this. Now you shit all the time.
Yeah, but girls would hold it in though.
They would.
They'd hold it in the name of love. Like they would just.
That would kill them. That's not good for
them. They would die. They would die. You guys all right there? Babe, what the fuck? We talked about this.
You gotta stop shitting constantly.
Babe, it's Thanksgiving. My whole family's out here. What the hell?
My girlfriend's mother is here this weekend or this week, and it's been fun.
Yeah,
she's a full Fox News mom.
Really?
And last night I got in her head. Ow. She's a Cubs fan. She's obsessed with the Cubs. So I was just the reason I'm bringing this up is I kept hitting her with Lori Lightfoot.
She starts explaining,
and she would be like, "That fucking bitch." I'd be like, "Yo," because you met her. She's a very, very sweet woman. She's
wow, wow,
yeah,
she's
yeah, for real.
Fuck, edit that.
Yeah,
she whoever.
She's very, very sweet, which is funny. And then if you just say Lori Lightfoot, it's sicko mode.
Yeah,
she just crushes her glass.
She literally gets so mad. But then last night she choked me.
What?
Yeah, there was a couple cocktails. Everybody was there was some wine.
Go on.
Red wines.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I was like, hey, stop. You, me, and your daughter on this couch and choke me. Whoa.
I messed up.
All right. Slop was out, dude. I started running. I started running circles around the couch.
You started air humping.
She listens to this. That's not great. But
yo, for real, stop choking me. Yeah,
I was sitting right there. You're in the spot. You're in the spot.
I am.
That's right where I was.
Oh yeah, the pheromones.
But no, I was just talking about how the Cubs sold their entire team and they don't give a fuck about the city. And she was devastated because she knew the truth.
On White Sox, bro.
And that's what I said. I said, you should have put on that fucking black and white. You should have immediately. The second your whole team gets gutted like that.
Yeah.
You got to go to the South
Side.
The
fuck?
That sucks.
We paid fucking Ryan Howard $800 million to just live there.
And they got rid of.
He stunk.
Yeah. They got rid of Schwarby, dude. They got rid of everybody.
Schwarby, yeah, that's what started it. I was like, yo, the Cubs. I kept being like, oh man, the Cubs are about to clinch the playoff. Oh fuck, that's the Phillies. What happened to the Cubs?
That's our guy.
She was like, we swept you this season. I was like, no one even watched those games. No one cares. No one even knew you guys were playing. Your team got sold.
You rattled her cage.
Yeah, it was fun.
She can't even put the fucking clam down. She
jumped me. The Cubs are the lib team so of the funny. Town, for sure.
They are the lib team.
And then the Sox
Ooh,
get
that's
it.
That's devastating. They're not going to like that.
Oh, they are, though. I mean, it's like... I know.
There's a Fox News mom listening to this right now. Fuming, dude. So, this is my first time at a Cheesecake Factory. I've never been to one.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard great things.
They're impressive.
I've heard great things. They're impressive. They are impressive.
I think I know the one you went to. Was it in like a big outdoor kind of shopping center?
Yeah, that's where the improv is.
I've tasted cake there in that shopping center.
You've tasted cake in that shopping center?
Yeah. Shopping center, yeah.
I want to say this. That entire shopping center is filled with nothing but fucking waterheads. Every fucking person that worked there was a simpleton.
Really?
Well, the few that I encountered. So I get, dude, we go in, I get seated. All right. I get seated. That's important to remember.
Sure.
I was seated by a hostess.
Yeah.
My woman and I were seated. We were seated around the building outside. We're the only ones within. There's no tables. No one's even outside.
Yeah.
So we're sitting out there for like 10 minutes. It was like, all right, obviously they forgot us.
Mm-hmm.
So my lady gets up and goes and asks a busboy. And she's like, hey, can a waiter come help us out? This dude comes over and he goes, usually you have to check in. Before
Whoa.
People serve you. And we were like, we did check in. He goes, no, you didn't.
What?
And I was like, yeah, we did. What are you talking about? And my girlfriend goes, a guy with a blue shirt sat us here. He goes, no one's wearing a blue shirt that works here.
What?
And I was like, why would we be making this up? what the fuck are you talking about?
There was nobody there.
No one's there. And then I was like, all right, well, here's the menu I had to scan at the front desk.
Yeah.
How would I have this? He goes, you could get that anywhere.
He's like, you know, motherfuckers have Cheesecake Factory menus on their phone. You're nothing special.
He was like, you could sit down and Google that. I was like, dude, why are you arguing?
What the fuck?
I said to him, I was like, what you think I'm a fucking psycho that I'm going to sit here and then lie to you?
What?
What the fuck is it? And then we got up to leave. And I was like, actually, dude, let's go to the front desk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
this is driving me fucking insane.
And it's
insane.
A corporate restaurant, dude. They'll probably give you a free meal for all that
shit. So I walk up and there were two women now at the hostess station.
Mm-hmm.
And the one didn't seat me. So he's like, did you seat them? She's like, I've never seen this man in my life. I was like, why are you guys doing this?
why are you guys doing like America's Most Wanted talk?
Yeah. And then they were so mad. And then the one chick that checked us in kept her head down, kept typing.
What?
And I was like, she was the one who checked us. She wouldn't look up.
What color shirt?
The guy who walked us there had a blue shirt.
Gotcha.
And I was like, just so you guys know, this is fucking insane. I'm leaving. But why would I ever make this up?
What'd they say?
Like, I was like laughing at that point. I was what the fuck, dude? Why would I lie to you about sitting at the fucking Cheesecake Factory? And then I left, and that was it. And I was
Did they apologize?
Fuming, dude. No, they didn't apologize. The waiter put his head down and wouldn't look up.
What?
He buried his face in his hands while I was talking to him. Fucking crazy. And then I walked outside and I was like, I got to go back in there. I'm going to fucking spaz.
Yeah, you had to go back
in. Dude, it was one of those where like you leave I couldn't go back in because then they won. Yeah. I couldn't come back in and be like, and another thing. Like you got to just take it. And I was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, dude. That's...
So I went into Starbucks. Of course, there's a 40-person line. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. So I left. I go back in about 10 minutes later after walking around. The line's smaller, but there's a portly fellow behind the cash register. I'm not going to assume his sexuality, but he seemed a little light in the loafers.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. He won't stop talking to every single customer.
God,
5 minutes at a clip, dude.
Good God.
I leave. I can't take it.
Yeah.
I leave and I'm like, dude, what the fuck's wrong with me? Get the coffee. Stand in line. I walked back in. This is the third time I've walked in and out of this Starbucks.
Oh my God.
I go back into the Starbucks, and while I'm waiting in line, I hear him say to a customer, we're actually out of coffee right now. And I was like, dude, I'm out of here. I left.
What'd you end up doing?
I left. I didn't get coffee.
Or cheesecake?
I didn't get the Cheesecake Factory or coffee. I went and got nice ramen, dude. And they did it right.
That's pretty.
They were very polite.
That's cool.
But I had to walk the whole way to I went to a bookstore. I went to Borders.
Nice.
I knew they'd have a Starbucks
in there. They had some
box in there, yeah. Got in there. Got my Starbucks.
Fuck.
But, dude.
That's crazy.
Hearing a man go, we're actually out of coffee right now. I lost it. So you work at fucking Starbucks, dude.
Yeah, how's that possible?
Have coffee.
How's that possible?
What the he was talking to people. He was like, we're actually out of quarters right now. So if you pay cash, you're going to get a lot of dimes. Is that all right with you if you get a lot of dimes? And I was just like, I'm out. I have to leave. I have to go outside. Dude. My girlfriend was like, are you okay? She was like, are you doing all right? And I was like, I'm fine. I'm doing well. I walked back in. He goes, we're out of coffee. And I was like, I'm not doing great. I'm having a tough time.
God damn, dude.
Yeah.